What it do? You are now tuned in to the Silly Girls Podcast. I am your beautiful, sexy co-host, Charcela.
And I'm your girl, Kiki.
On this podcast, we dance in the rain. Yeah, I was trying to get them a little different, Flora. You know, I'm in the holiday spirit. I'm in a great mood. You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to get them a little something different.
You're always in a great mood.
I know. Like, ooh, episode. We got a new episode. Bam, 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 bam. Okay, so we're going to jump right into our sponsor. Now, you guys, let me get in my professional voice, okay? This sponsor is probably my favorite of all sponsors we have ever had, okay? We are sponsored today by Charcela's Fancy Cakes.
I'm fancy, huh?
Okay, so what y'all are going to do, listen, you know what? If you follow us on Instagram, click on my personal page, and then in my personal page, it has my business page in there. Just click on that page. You can go see it. And, you know, I don't have to explain to y'all. Y'all will figure it out. But, so it's sponsored by me. So, basically, I took money from one account and just switched over to our account. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to invest in yourself. And I love our brand. Our brand is going somewhere.
I believe in it.
Yes. So, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on our sponsor, because y'all know who she is. It is me. Okay.
It's the beautiful, sexy, vivacious co-host, you know, who can bring all your celebrations to life with her fancy cakes, her decor, all of that. So y'all definitely should check her out.
Yeah, I do it all. I mean, it's self-explanatory, so I ain't got to go into details. Ooh. I don't even have to sell it to y'all, because you can just click on the page and, you know, it is what it is. Okay, so Kiki, we're in the holiday spirit. I mean, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year. So, you know what? One topic that I want us to talk about, Kiki, is the love language, okay? Mm-hmm. And for the people who are out there, they like, what the hell is a love language? You know, because we know about love languages, but a lot of people, they have no idea what the fuck a love language is. So, a love language is actually just, how do you think love should be? What do you feel that love is to you? And it's five different categories. It's somebody wrote a book. It's a website where you can go take a test to figure out what your love language is. And basically, when you take the test, it actually helps your partner actually love you better. Because you probably think I can give her a gift and she's going to think I love her, but she probably don't think that. So I'm going to break down the five love languages. We're going to tell, you know, what we think our love language is, and we're going to explain. So we're going to talk about love languages. Now, the first love language is words of affirmation. And that's basically saying, I love you. You look pretty today. Basically, I'm just saying some type of words of love, I mean, affirmation to you, and that's how you feel love. Mm-hmm. Another one is quality time. So I spend some quality time with you. I take time out of my day, and I'm just going to spend time with you, and that's how you're going to feel love, okay? The third one is receiving gifts. So basically, I just give you a gift, and that's how you feel love. So, you know, just receiving gifts. Number four is act of service. This is like the ease of burden of responsibility, like vacuuming the floor, grocery shopping, anything like to ease the burden of service. So doing something for them, they feel loved. And the last one is physical touch. So you're always having to touch them, kiss them, you know, basically you have sex with them and all that to feel loved. Mm-hmm. Will you want to tell your love language first?
You can go
first. Oh, I go first. Okay, so with my love language, I think that your love language stems from your from childhood. So if you grew up in a household that actually your mom always was giving you hugs and kisses and, you know, everything, you feel that that's what love is. Mm-hmm. And so when you get grown, now you want your man to, you know, always, you know, touch your stuff like that. You know, that's because that's what programmed you.
Yeah.
Or like if you was in a household where, you know, your parents was always gone and they just gave you gifts, you know what I'm saying? And so now you're thinking like if you get with a partner, they have to give you gifts to show that they love you.
Yeah.
So I always think it stems from childhood. So with me, my number one you know, love language is physical touch. Because I was in a household where we didn't really have much, but my mom, my dad, my grandma, everybody, we always was hugging. We always was kissing. We always, you know, it was just a loving household. Like, I'm not saying like that, you know, but I'm saying like we always hugging. We quick to show affection. You know what I'm saying? This is just like hugging and doing whatever. So yeah, we always was showing that. So I need to feel that. Now, to be honest, you know, I can say I need all of them, which I think, you know, but I think that's one of the biggest things for me, is the physical touch. Because you really don't have to give me a gift, because, you know, I don't really need a gift. I'm very easy to please.
Yeah.
I don't need a gift. The acts of service probably will be my second one, because I'm always doing something, moving around. Like, and so if you actually help me doing, you know what I'm saying, like, baby, I did something for you, that helps me. Like, I'm like, oh, thank you.
Take a load off of you.
Yes, and the reason I always say that is, that's the second one, is because you knew that I needed this done, and you already took it off my plate. You know what I'm saying? Where you're like, okay, I got it for you.
Yeah.
So, Kiki, what is your love language?
If I'm doing 1 through 5, my first one would be words of affirmation.
Okay.
I know if people could say anything, mm-hmm. and actions speak louder than words, but I like to be sweated. So I like to be mm-hmm. told, oh, you dope. Oh, okay. I love you. This is what I like about you. You know, like, I like to be gassed up. You know, mm-hmm. I just always like that. My second one would be physical touch, because I'm very touchy-feely. Mm-hmm. I hug. I'm a hugger. I'm very touchy-feely, and I'm clingy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to have my feet on you, or I bite. Yeah. If I ain't bit you yet, then...
Come on, bite you.
I bite my friends. Ooh, I just call them and bite me. But not hard where my teeth mm-hmm. are like sinking in you. But I love physical touch.
Yeah,
and it's beyond sexual. I just mm-hmm. like to be rubbed on.
I'm glad you said beyond sex.
Yeah, because sex, I mean, that ain't even.
Yeah,
we talk about sex all the time, but it ain't about that. I just like to rub my hand, mm-hmm. rub my hair, my eyebrows. You know, my shoulder, something like that. Quality time. I love quality time because you build memories with quality time. You get to know somebody with quality time. So that would be my third one. I would say receiving gifts would be the fourth one, because I like to be surprised. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels good to know that it's not mandatory, but it mm-hmm. feels good to be thought about. Even if it's like a piece of candy, my yeah. favorite candy, or my favorite pen or something like that, it's just the thought. Mm-hmm. And I would say acts of service would be last, because I'm always doing stuff. So I really don't tell people what I need done, so they wouldn't really know what to do mm-hmm. for me with me moving around and do what I got to do. But acts of service is good if you just take my cards, get gas, fill it up every Friday or something, or every end of the week. Or if you get my car washed, you know, or something like that. I feel like I have a little bit of everything in mm-hmm. my love language, so that's my order. Mm-hmm. Basically, the way it is with 1, 2, 3, but just change 4. I mean, like, physical touch and... is number 2, and then quality would go to number 3. Well, anyway, goddamn, y'all know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of all of them, but I love...
Oh, but sure, you're number 1. So, basically, what Kiki is saying, that her number 1 is words of affirmation. So, whoever that is going to pursue her, she actually needs to hear you say it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To her, to feel the most love.
Because I done had people... I done been in a situation where I'm like, you know I love you, do I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you never said, you never told me why, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like to be told, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? I like to hear it, you know what I'm saying? Because I can think about it later and hear it in my head, like, oh, he said this, right. or he said that. Yeah. Or even with friends, you know, with your friends, sometimes mm-hmm. you want to know that you're a good friend to them, you know, because you mm-hmm. don't know. So, yeah. I think it's very important for all of us in this day and age to know our love language, because we settle so much with people because we think we like them off the physical. Mm-hmm. And then as years and years go by, you realize, like, you don't know me from shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you bring this in here and I'd rather spend time with you, but you just have to learn your partner's love language to make everything flow and be successful. I really think that is true, because you can like somebody for years and then realize you're just not compatible.
Yeah. And you know what? Having an open communication with their partner will actually unveil their love language. Like,
yes,
you know,
will.
if if I'm always giving him, you know, a gift for his birthday, but he really wanted just to spend some time with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he never actually communicated that, I would never know if that's his love language. So, if y'all are in a relationship, if y'all go try to take that quiz together, because we want to keep y'all together. Yeah, and we're single, but we want y'all to stay together. So, you know what I'm saying? In love, because we love love. We're just hopeless romantics. We are. But as far as this love language, y'all, I think it's great for any relationship, you know what I'm saying, to actually learn your partner's love language, because again, I think it stems from childhood, but then, you know, it stuff can change as an adult, but you
it
know
can, but it does stem from childhood.
Yeah, I think it does.
You know, they honestly do.
Yeah,
they do.
Because you gotta think about it, if somebody was like touched in an inappropriate way when they was kids, physical touch probably is not their love language. It shows, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if like if the daddy was never around and then he just brought gifts on Christmas, probably giving gifts is not probably his love language, because he's looking at his dad like, I don't like gifts, you know what I'm saying, or her, you know. So it's something about like really it's really understanding your partner, because when you actually know their love language, you can love them way better.
Yeah,
you know, and then it'll stop even from arguments, even from like, damn, he knew I didn't want this gift, or he knew I didn't want to spend no time, he knew I wanted to go out of town.
It'll make you seem less ungrateful.
Yeah.
Even with you not even taking the quiz, or you like you don't want to take the quiz, at least communicate with your.
Yeah.
That's why when you first get with somebody, communication is key.
Yeah.
Like, what do you like? What is your expectation of a woman when you with her? Or do you like? What do you like? What are things? What are your do's? What are your don'ts? You have to have that open dialogue. But the quiz, it's a little lengthy. It's a lot of questions on there, but it's worth the taking, because you realize you may, like, I may say words of affirmation is my number one, and I take the test, and it'd be like, nah, boo. This is your number one based off the answers, the way you answer the question. So it's fun. It's something y'all can do together, and I think it's good.
Yeah, like I said, learn your partner's love language, and I promise you, to be honest, when I was in a relationship, I wish that I would have, probably took the quiz, but I was such into him so much, I think I could probably tell you what his damn love language is. And you probably could tell me your exes as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because we just knew them, you know, so much, like when you with the person and you like, okay, this is what actually makes him, you know, happy. Smile more or something like that.
I was miserable in my relationship, so I don't think I really know. I'm being serious. Yeah. Like, when I think about it, I can't think of a time where I could say, oh, he might like this, because it was just too toxic.
Yeah, yeah. So going forward, I know in our future relationships, we're going to, you know what I'm saying,
I'm going to be very vocal. Yeah. I think in my future relationship, I want a guy who is like, I want him to...
You want him to be like somebody that...
I want it to be chill, okay, because chill, I'm so like, I'm always on 10, my personality. Yeah. I want him to be okay with my personality and not be like, oh, you being extra or I'm this or I'm that. I just want him to be chill and just allow me to be in my element, you know what I'm saying, in my zone. And I have it in my head, y'all. If y'all could get in my brain and see what I see, it ain't the perfect man, but it's perfect for me, because... He allows me to be me. He accepts me being an emotional roller coaster, a squirrel brain, moody sometimes. Like, he allows me to be me, and it's not a problem.
Yeah.
You know, he not always pointing out what you always doing. Like, I just don't want somebody who always pointing out what's wrong with me, because you can tell me 1,000 things that are great about me, but if you say one thing, guess what I'm going to harp on?
That one thing.
And I'm trying to change my brain because it don't be that bad. But it's just like, I guess because I've been cheated on so bad. So if you point out that one thing that's wrong, I'm going to say, oh, you finna go fuck with Kim and get that one thing I'm not giving you. Mm-hmm. Not thinking about the 1,000 things that they said I'm good at, but I'm focusing on the one little negative. So I'm trying to clean out my thought closet to remove focusing on the negative and focus on the positive. And then just kind of working on the negative. And I just shut down everything. Because I've shut the whole motherfucking club down. Like, you know what? I'm over it. Yeah. Oh, you think
shoot
this,
the club
oh,
up.
Oh, you, oh, you think you think this about me? Mm-mm.
Yeah.
My whole vibe changed.
But you know what? I promise you, like... because y'all hear me all the time, and y'all probably, you know, saying both of us, like, we always on 10. But I'm not, to be honest, y'all. I love my peace and my quiet time so much. As loud as y'all hear me, and as, you know what I'm saying, I'm a whole vibe. But I promise you, like, when I'm with somebody, I like to be chill.
Yeah, you do.
I promise you, like, I'm such a chill person where it's like, I don't like all the noise and all that stuff. You know, my household is quiet, and I fucking love it. You know, but you know, when I put on, but I do not like, when it's too much noise, drama, baby, I go.
Oh, yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Not, yeah, I'm not with that drama. Ooh, I don't like the drama either. Mm-mm. And my house is quiet too, because it's just me.
Yeah.
Outside the damn dog barking, but yeah, mm-mm. I get it. I totally get it. You like your solitude.
Yes, I just go in my own shell. But yeah, so I believe, like I said, for my future man, like I really want to understand his love language, yes. Him understand mine, so we can make this thing last forever and ever.
And yes. You gotta find out their childhood trauma.
Yeah. Baby. We gonna have a show on childhood traumas. You know that's coming up. Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah.
And they, ooh,
we it's like so many. It's so many things that fall up under love and relationships.
Yeah.
But speaking of love languages and relationships, Charissa, do you think? Okay, so us being as single as long as we've been, what is your take on relationship? Do you think that relationships are really real these days, or is it just the word relationship, just to say, like, two people together, oh, that's a relationship, but I honestly, I'm so confused with what the fuck going on in this world. I don't even know what a relationship is no more, because it's just so, it's just, like, so,
Girl, you know what, you know, people these days, I don't even think they like monogamous, you know what I'm saying, like that, like, monogamy like that, like, because it's such a society where, especially with social media, that made it even worse.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, I would say a microwave society where it's so fast. If I'm with you, you make me mad today. Guess what? I'm in Tamika's inbox right now. You know what I'm saying? Asking, like, can I come over? You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know, with our grandparents, you know, they their relationships lasted longer because the woman was independent. I mean, hold on, I'm sorry. The woman was dependent. Let me say that. Yeah. Because back then, my grandmama got married at 16. You know what I'm saying?
That's early.
That's
early. I can't believe it. But they don't let you get married at that age.
Yes.
Nowadays. Damn. But back then, you could get married at 13, 16.
My grandmama got married at 16. You know, and like, it was so many other, my other friends, they grandmama got married at 15, 16 too. And to be honest, I'm thinking it was big mama probably 15 or 16. So anyways, so they, you know, most of the black women back then, and I'm speaking for, you know, African American women, where they did not, most of the time they did not graduate high school. They, you know, cause I think my grandma dropped out and started, you know, she got married and started a family. So she didn't have any work experience, didn't have, you know, the education. And so when they get married to the man, now the man is being the head of household. He's providing everything, the bills, the food, the everything. And she's at home. So, you know, James is around the corner, you know what I'm saying, with a whole other family, you know, and, you know.
Why you gotta use your papa name?
How you know his name is James?
Because your uncle.
Oh, yeah, you do know his name, James, damn it. But you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, so, you know, that's the first name that came to my head. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying, like, even speaking from my, you know, standpoint, like, but my grandpa, you know, he had a whole family two streets over. You know what I'm saying?
We're
dealing with, you know, the stuff today. But however, I have so many other friends that have the same story.
Yeah.
Like, my other two friends told me, they was like, Chancellor, my granddaddy had another family a couple streets over. And I was like, that's my story too. So back then, it seemed like it was common for the man to have, you know, a whole other family on the other side a couple streets over. You know, you got to think about it. Like, back then, they didn't have access to social media and cell phones and all this. So, they had to meet the lady at the store or the club around the corner or something. So, they had, you know, that's what they pool was. You know what I'm saying? The pool of women. So, a lot of times, they ran in the same grocery store. They ran in the same circles and stuff. But the relationships back then lasted longer, I think, because the women were dependent on the men. And she wasn't financially stable or had the education to actually leave.
Yeah.
Nowadays, the black woman, and I love to say that, is one of the most educated people in America. Statistically speaking, go look it up. You know what I'm saying? The black woman, we got the most degrees. You know what I'm saying? The master's, the doctor, all that. So we are the head of household now. Mm-hmm. And so because we are a lot of times financially stable and we are in a position where we have the education, you know, if James cheat on us, we can get on, go ahead and leave him because we can, we still financially, it's we so can make it resources. On our own. It's so much that we can do versus, you know, Big Mom and them back in the day, they didn't have access to, you know, education and jobs and, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that where they can make them OnlyFans page or Instagram model page and really, you know, be a true entrepreneur or something back then. You know, it was the way where I think because they were dependent, they stayed.
But that ain't always healthy either.
It's not.
You find a lot of, if you ask a lot of old people, I mean, you see a lot of success stories from old people that have been mm-hmm. through a lot yeah. or whatever to be, you know, they be married that long. But I'm pretty sure if they could do a lot of things over, they probably wouldn't have, if they had the resources that they could have, mm-hmm. if they had the resources we have today mm-hmm. to get away from a situation where it was bad like that, mm-hmm. where half the time our grandmamas knew that they was doing their yeah. thing. They done heard that they had families somewhere else, but like you said, they were dependent mm-hmm. and they couldn't do nothing about it. But if they had the resources that we have today, I believe a lot of that wouldn't have been that. Longevity wouldn't have been there. But then again, back then the families was telling them, "Don't leave your husband. Stay mm-hmm. with your husband." Where now you got people like, "Girl, leave him. You can come stay." You know, like it's mm-hmm. just a different time or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I do believe the love back then was a whole lot stronger. Mm-hmm. The sense of family was a thing, yeah, like it was a big deal. Like, you, even if granddaddy went around the corner to be two streets over, he still took care of house number one and made sure it was like the sense of family. You know what I'm saying? Now this day and age, we don't have that. Like, people are just so quick, they are so, is it fixated on the physical appearance okay. to where they forget what's in their household. Mm-hmm. They might have been with Jane for, 15 years or something, and then they bored. Mm-hmm. So they go and get on Instagram and get to admiring other people's situation, other females wanting, like, ooh, she this, she that. When a woman is a woman, like, just because you've been with Jane for 15, you get with Trina, and Trina got the same shit Jane got going on, but it's new and it's fresher. I just mm-hmm. feel like this day and age, people don't believe in relationships, because if they did, we wouldn't be single. In my opinion, I really feel like people don't, like, that's why relationships are very, like, uncommon. When you meet a girl, you got a boyfriend, oh nah, but I talked to somebody. How long you been talking to him? Girl, we've been talking for 2 years, so he ain't made up.
And you know what, Kiki, as you talking, like, you know, I think, to be honest, just my opinion, I think it's stemming from the man. You know, because, again, what I say, like, they was head of household, they kept all, they was study cheating yeah. and all this stuff. And so now it's to a point where it's like, just the women are not taking it anymore. And yeah. so we would rather be single, like me and you, we would rather be single than, yeah. you know, just to be with somebody and just to settle. We'll talk about settling in a minute, but, you know, just, like, really to be with somebody and just going through it. So it's like, no, I don't have a man, but not to be funny, but some of the strongest, you know, people that I know are single. Yeah. You know, a lot of the, you know, weak people, and I'm not saying that everybody who was in a relationship is weak. No. No, please don't take that. But I'm saying a lot of people that are still stuck, you know, and haven't lived,
people,
you know.
People will stay in situations yeah. because it's they're comfortable mm-hmm. and it's what's familiar, and it's like it works.
Yeah.
We got a system going how we pay our bills. Mm-hmm. We got a system going how we spend our holidays. People are afraid of change. Mm-hmm. They would rather stay and be miserable than to allow themselves to be free of that burden mm-hmm. and be happy, because really, it ain't nobody out here for them to move on to. They want to be alone because they know mm-hmm. if they break up with that person, they got to give, they see their single friends like mm-hmm. us who ain't found nobody, hear us complaining about what we've mm-hmm. encountered, and they would rather stay with somebody they're familiar with than go out and possibly meet the person of their dreams or just be single and just...
And just people always, it's like the grass ain't green on the other side of either way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Either side, you know. But however, I'd be damned if I stay in a relationship where I'm unhappy. Every time we look up, somebody is... I didn't saw so many people die this year. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's mm-hmm. like crazy where it's like, I'd be damned if I spent another day on this earth just settling for, you know what I'm saying, just to say I'm with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times when you settle, you actually just have just a person laying on the side of you just to say that he's there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are, me and you are single, but we way happier than somebody in a relationship right now.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember even in the relationship, like at the end of part of my relationship, if I was still, you could be in a relationship and be lonely.
Absolutely.
People don't understand this shit. Mm-hmm. For real. You can be in a fucking relationship and be lonely. People think because they have somebody physically there with them. I had somebody physically there with me and I was lonely. You know what I'm saying? Because I still was not getting that love and attention, you know what I'm saying, like that from that person. Mm-hmm. So a lot of time these women will stay because I don't want to be lonely. But you're lonely, baby.
And they don't want to see you with nobody else.
Yeah, it's girl, you better let them go.
But I'm just saying, like, I get it. Like, but if I've seen some very healthy relationships where they're super happy from what I can see. Because mm-hmm. you don't know what goes on in people's relationships. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, it's possible to be happy and healthy in relationships. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, this day and age is very hard. To mm-hmm. meet people who are truly happy and then again,
think about, like I said, we said the longevity of when our grandparents, what I said, they had their pool of people where they met them at work, they met them, you know what I'm saying, around the hole in the wall, the church, the grocery store, you know what I'm saying? That was their pool, right? But however, now it's just not people just in our, you know what I'm saying, in our community. World. When you have social media, you can find people from New York right now. You know what I'm saying? And so you have access to, it went from grandmama and them having access to probably about 300 people to we have access to
the world.
Millions of people. You see what I'm saying? Where it's like, it opened it up to, and it's quick access. You don't even need to, you know how like my grandma could find a number in my granddaddy's pocket, but we don't even need numbers no more. We can go to Instagram and call. We don't even have to have your number. I can call you from Instagram. I can call you from Facebook. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's so quick. And I think because people are, you know, we are in this generation where we know that people's mindset have changed with it as well. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why it evolved to like, okay, man, fuck you. I can just go ahead and get Tamika number, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow. Or not her number. I can just go slide in her DM. You know, that's the thing. I'm going to slide in her DM. And so, because I know that I have access to another whole million people, you are really interchangeable
I don't really, I'm like, I'm with you, but it's like, I don't really need you no more. I can move on to somebody else.
Yeah, so I think the people, that I think they don't even put the same amount of effort and like really making this work.
Fight for it, no,
you know what I'm saying? And so that's the reason. And when people ask, like, that's another reason I'm single, because I want somebody in that same mindset with me. That if we're together, we are together. We gonna make it work. We're going to be in a healthy relationship. I don't want no relationship if it's not healthy. I was in so many bad ones. I know what a healthy one looks like, mm-hmm. and I know what a bad one looks like, and I know that shit wasn't healthy. You know what I'm saying? So because I know that, I'm not going to just settle for no bullshit. Yeah. I need a healthy, sir, are you down for a healthy relationship? Are you going to do what it takes to be in a healthy relationship?
First of all, the question needs to be posed. We already talked about this. You have to ask. That was on the last part, our last one of episode, our episodes uh-huh. when we talked about the fuck buddy. Because mm-hmm. that's what they usually start off as. Mm. Nobody just meets you, hey, do you want to be my girlfriend? Mm. Do you want to be my boyfriend? Nobody starts off like that. You start off conversing, then or texting, whatever. Then you may go on a date, go out to eat, and you might come over Netflix and chill, you fuck. Then it just sort of becomes a cycle of having sex with one another. You'd be like, have you had the conversation of what do you want? Because sometimes you don't have those conversations when you first, because mm-hmm. people are so quick to jump into the sexual act of it, you forget you don't have that conversation to see if you want to pursue this man or you be have sex with him, because you don't even know if he wants a relationship. He might just be okay with just screwing you and not being in a relationship. But if you definitely have a relationship on your mind, then you need to date like-minded people. You know
what I'm saying? Dating with a purpose.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing about it, to be honest, what she just said was hit right on the fucking head. People do not date. What she said, y'all converse, you go on a date. She said, you heard her say a date, and then y'all Netflix and chill, and then y'all fucking, and then y'all just become fuck buddies. People do not fucking date anymore. Yeah, that's not dating.
It's not courting.
You know what I'm saying? You're not courting me. You need to pursue me. Yes. That's the main reason that I had created Trap and Date. You know, it's on my page. But because men do not date you anymore.
They don't sign up. They don't want to date.
It's hell on wheels to try to get men to try to even sign up for our speed dating event. But however, as far as the dating, you know what I'm saying, like with men, it, you really have to, you know, make sure that they actually want to date. They want to actually, you know what I'm saying, really come and really understand that this is what we're going to do. Because they want to just jump in, go take you out to eat one time. And then next thing they want to do, they want to just go ahead and start smashing. That's basically it. They want to smash all the time, and they don't want to take you on no more dates. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I just think that this generation of men don't. I see so many stories and love stories on Instagram about black love and how the man sets up the date and do all this. I feel like it's 50-50. Women can do it too, but it's just more meaningful when a man does it. When a man goes out his way to like surprise you, like on the Black Love page, where you see men who are healed and healthy doing these extra nice things for women. They, you can see they dated with a purpose because they really believe in love. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Black Love page. You know,
anything like that? I love that page.
That's what I'm saying. So it gives me hope, but yeah. Maybe I need to change my energy. Maybe I'm giving off a vibe to attract men who don't want to. I attract men that be like, just got out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. A long-term ass relationship. And they chilling right now. They don't want to get in. Well, get the fuck out of my face. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to talk to you. I've been single for as long as you was in a relationship. Mm-hmm. It's my time to shine. Mm-hmm. I want to be in a relationship with somebody when the time is right with the right person. You know what I'm saying? I just, that's my take on it. Like, mm-hmm. They don't want to date. It's so like you meet them on social media, mm-hmm. internet. And let me just say this. There has been some successful relationships met online, and they tell their stories of how they met because the man knew what he wanted. Mm-hmm. When you know what you want, it flows. Yeah. But when you meet somebody who's unsure, or they just like, I'm just chilling right now, don't waste your time. Mm-hmm. I just feel like people, I want to get back to a time, I want to get in a group or circle of folk who want relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. So I want to get in that pool of people where it's single men, single women, like they're trying to date with a purpose. They want to be with somebody.
But it is rare, Kiki.
I'm telling you, I always attract men who be in long-term relationship. They get to me, they really, really like me. I'm mm-hmm. so dope. But they just got out of a long-ass relationship, and they just not ready. Mm-hmm. Well, why the fuck did you come and waste my time?
And we need a topic on just dating.
Yeah.
Dating into, you know what I'm saying, in this new generation. Because that's a
whole... I haven't dated. Niggas don't want to go on dates.
Yeah. They want to say, Charleston, how you doing? You know, can I... No, so I don't know you.
But what's up with men always want to come to a woman's house? When you going to invite me? Not saying I'm going to come to your house. I'm very scary, mm-hmm. and I watch true crime stories. I got to really know you mm-hmm. to be comfortable to come to your house. And I got to really like you for you to come to mine, because nobody comes to my house. But where are the men who be like, hey, you want to come over? I'm going to cook dinner for you at my house versus when you going to let me come over there and chill? You mm-hmm. see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Because when he say, remember them, what we said, they got to have five things mm-hmm. for us. When he say, come to my house,
you think he
he has his own shit. Yeah. He has his own space. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Instead of him, I always want to come over to my shit. Like, why not go to yours?
And then it also tells a lot about a man, his dwelling. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like you can go in and you can see a lot of stuff where it actually reflects him. Like, you know, do he got some you know, loop posters on the wall or something? You know, it just going to tell, like, his character. And a lot of times it's like, let me just go over her house, you know, or something like that. Yeah. But even, you know what, girl, this dating these days, again, like I said, they don't want to date. And my single people out here who listening, y'all know that these men don't want to date. And y'all men who are listening, I need y'all to actually pursue these women and date. I'm not saying you don't have to spend a lot of money taking them to, you know, Benihana's all the time or, you know, doing anything. But just like little stuff, you can take them to the park. You can take the, you know, to be honest, I don't even need an expensive date. Again, like I said, I'm simple. I just, the thought of you just really pursuing me, you know, and just coming doing, it's just something.
Do you ever go to, like, what happened to the movie date? They asked you to go on a movie date, like, go to the movies. Like, take me back to
something.
It's really scary out here because, again, we've been single for a very, very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm okay with being single, but at mm-hmm. some point, you want to be able to put somebody as your emergency contact. Ain't your cousin or ain't your granny or somebody. Yeah. You want to be able to put your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like if y'all listen to this and you're in an unhealthy relationship, release yourself and release that man, because he might be my husband. I'm just saying, he might be your husband. Or he might be somebody else's husband, and somebody holding your real life supposed to be husband hostage.
Because a lot of people and they just unhappy. You know, so a lot of people are unhappy. And, you know, people can always say all day, like I said, about us being single, Kiki, but I'm more happier now than I was in a relationship.
Yeah.
And people will never understand that is stuck right now.
Yeah.
They're probably like, what? Girl, she lying. She knows she want. No, baby, again, you could be in a relationship right now and be lonely and unhappy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the first thing is if you're looking for your happiness and happiness in someone else, you already lost.
Yeah.
Your happiness comes from within. So I'm never getting with my man to be happy. I'm already happy right now at the core of me. And he's just going to add to my happiness.
Yeah.
But if I put all the power in his hand to make me happy, as soon as he does something wrong, I'm going to be cracked. I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't make it. Like, you shouldn't be looking for happiness in somebody. He's supposed to add to it.
And although I love being, I'm going to say I love being single. I enjoy being single because I enjoy peace of mind. Yeah. But I do long to be in love and be happy.
Yeah, we both want to be married right now.
Like, I got a couple of friends who are in healthy relationships. And they so happy and they love them. And I just love to see them love on each other.
I love
to see it.
Black love is amazing.
It is. I love to see them happy like that. You know, so I'm just waiting on my time to come.
Yeah. I mean, even like I said, even though that we are single and I'm happy, you know, in the space that I am in, but would I want to be married right now? Yes, but I want a healthy ass marriage. I'm not selling for anything just to say that I have something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm truly happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying it just to be like, you know that, you know, but it's like we're happy. And I'm not going to be happier because I'm with somebody.
I just want my relationship to be built. I want it to be a friendship.
I want
this foundation to be a friend, a good, solid friendship where we can have that open dialogue and talk to each other about everything, but still be lovers. You know what I'm saying? At the same time. But I don't know, y'all. We just talking about relationships. And the love language opened up the floor for the relationships because...
I got a question, though.
What?
Okay, since we talk about that... Okay, since we talking about dating and all that... at what point would you, if you're dating somebody, at what point would you post them on social media?
I'm not.
Whoop, say that again.
I'm not, and not because it's the wave of people putting emojis over their face. I'm just not a poster like that. When I was in a relationship, I may have posted him maybe once when we first had social media, but I think that was when it was college.
Mm-hmm.
When he had a college page, it was just people that went to college with us. Not even because I'm afraid of people to see who my man is. I'm sure I want the world to know who he is, but I'm just not. I don't give a fuck what people think. I don't need them. I don't care. I don't post like that. I don't post when I get a new outfit. I don't post. You know, I may take a selfie every now and again, but I'm not a poster. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not a poster now, I damn sure ain't finna post him when I get with him because you know how I got when I was in college and I got a boyfriend. Do you? I disappeared.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know. Kiki, we need you to help. Where's Kiki in that room with that man?
I be booed up. But as an adult, I have in my mind how I can balance it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, I be in the moment trying to suck up. Is it soak up?
Now you said suck up. Oh, so you were sucking them up. Okay.
I be in the moment trying to soak up the memories and stuff. We may take pictures together, but that's for us. It ain't for everyone. I might send it to you or to my best friend or to somebody like that. Yeah. Or we out and about with somebody else who's taking pictures and they post us on social media as a group outing or something, but I'm not posting. Not because I'm scared to posting, but I'm just not. It ain't y'all motherfucking business.
On my stance for it, like if I'm dating somebody, like I'm not posting at all. Like I will be in a whole relationship and y'all won't never see him. You won't even know. And it, because it's not like what Drake said, it's not that I'm hiding from the world. I'm hiding the world from you.
That's
you know,
it.
Like it's the fact that, to be honest, and for me, just for me.
Yeah.
You know, when you post something, it's like it sends it out there to the world. Like, you know, it's like a read all about it. Like, news. Read all about
it. What is it called? The algorithm, you know, on Instagram. You be all up in there. No.
You know what I'm saying? So
you always want to screenshot my man.
So, you know, just say, like, if you're dating, and let's be honest, like, in these, when we just talk about the microwave society, like, just say if Tamika is dating, you know what I'm saying, Boy Roy in January. They're going out on dates, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. She posts him in February. It's all good. And then in March, like, they get into it. They break up, you know what I'm saying? But she already posted him. Everybody is already like, I hate to make it. Oh, congratulations, girl. You know what I'm saying? So, and so now she done broke up with him. So now, you know, she took a month off, probably April. You know what I'm saying? May come around. Now, you know, y'all she. But now in May, she's dating boyfriend number two. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then she posts him in June. You know, now again, Tamika is single. But now she's in a relationship, you know what I'm saying, with boyfriend number two. Yeah. She posts him, then everybody like, oh, dang, okay, Tamika done moved on. Okay, ooh, Tamika got another man. You know what I'm saying? August, you know, they break up, you know, then, like, because, you know, it, people, it, just put, follow, people just happen.
They so just now, follow your relationships, and it's like, you feel like you, to me, not all, this is how Dakita thinks, this is how Kiki thinks, this is how Dakita thinks, this is how Kiki thinks. You feel like you have, you owe motherfuckers that you don't owe explanations to. You feel like you gotta explain why you didn't post this person or why you ain't with them no more. And it's just too much.
It's too much. Exactly. It's too much. So it takes the stress off of you. So now, and, you know, she broke up with boyfriend number two. In December, she started dating, you know what I'm saying, boyfriend number three.
Yeah.
And then now she, it's like, now the world's gonna be like, damn, Tamika changed these niggas like she changed draws.
Yeah.
But not knowing that Tamika was just in a, she just in a healthy dating, you know what I'm saying, relationship. Like, she was dating, and then it messed up, you know what I'm saying. She, Tamika felt that boyfriend number one wasn't gonna work out, so she did the healthy thing by leaving. She gave another man a chance. But what I'm saying is that what Tamika was doing by dating and getting rid of, you know what I'm saying, that, that man when he wasn't right for her was perfect. But however, because she posted it, people are looking at her like, damn, Tamika, a hoe. You know what I'm saying? But Tamika was just, you know, just dating. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But again, that's why I said when you're dating, I'm not posting. Y'all won't see me posted up with a man until he in our engagement pictures.
Y'all think I'm lesbian for all I give a damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not.
Y'all, I promise you, y'all will see me in my engagement pictures with him. So you'd be like, damn, you're going to see me and him out. They'd be like, damn, it is short. You know, but I'm not posting until, like, we are almost going to be married. I'm being honest with you. I'm being honest. Like, so, you know, y'all ain't going to know if I'm in a relationship on social media or not.
Yeah, I guess we talked about social media before, and I just feel like it's a gift and a curse. I just feel like you can meet the love of your life on there if that's what you choose to do, but it can also break people up, you know, because it's just when you put your life out there, like we doing on this podcast, we opening up our lives to being critiqued, to being judged. So the same thing when you post stuff, whether it be something you say or even just pictures, somebody is gonna screenshot it, somebody gonna dissect it, even though people may not be paying your ass no attention, somebody. So it's just you just putting yourself out there to be judged. And I just feel like if some stuff should just be kept private and like intimate, you know, between you and him. Because like, you got people who post stuff because they feel like, well, let me keep posting so nobody won't be in my business asking, well, what's going on with you and Charles? Y'all not friends no more,
right?
What's up with you and Ray Ray? I ain't seen them on your page in a minute. When it's just like, bitch, I just don't want to post. I have the right to change my mind. What y'all think about that? I mean, I know y'all in relationships. Are y'all posting y'all mates, or y'all are y'all the type to post y'all mate but put an emoji over his face so people can know you with somebody but they don't know who the person is? Tell us that. Write us and let us know.
But yeah, I just me personally, I'm not posted, and I would tell my friends, girl, don't post, you know what I'm saying, yet. Like, cause you like, it's just, it's too much. Like, people gonna be in your business. It's like, girl, just chill until y'all really for real.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go ahead and get into our letter. Again, you can please email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com for any letters or any topics, or just to say hey to us. And you know what I'm saying, we love to hear from you guys. Like, we love to hear from y'all. Yo, know the City Squad is, you know what I'm saying, us. Like, our views growing up, our all that, our followers, like, we love it. So continue to support us. But again, I'm going to go ahead and read this letter. It says, please keep me anonymous. Y'all are like my best friends in my head. I am hooked on this podcast and I can't wait until you blow up. Okay, let's get to the shits. Ooh. I saw y'all post about a cheating episode, and I said, let me hurry up and send this email. I have been with my boyfriend for about 8 years off and on.
Shit.
It's been off because he is a cheater.
Oh.
I would break up with him when I found out about another woman. He always begged to come back, but still end up doing the same thing. I am fed up and about to throw in the towel for the last time. My question is, do y'all think I should fuck his brother? Ooh.
Girl, Girl, bye. She didn't say that.
Listen, I'm not.
I know the fuck she did.
Yes, she did, Kiki. No, it says, did. My question is.
No, for real. Read the question, dog.
I think she wanted us to laugh. This girl said, she said, I am fed up after throwing the towel for the last time. My question is, do y'all think I should fuck his brother to make him feel the pain I have been going through all these years? Or what do y'all suggest? Because this fuckboy is going to feel my wrath this time. I can't wait to hear what y'all silly asses have to say.
Okay, you want me to go?
Go. So, okay, you want me to sum it up?
No, I got
okay. it. Oh, you got it. Okay.
So her boyfriend, she been with him for 8 years.
Yep.
He's been a cheater. She break up with him off and on, but she take him back. But now she about to throw in the towel, so she want to get her lick back by fucking his brother so he can feel the pain that she been feeling. So she want us to tell her whether she should fuck the brother
yep.
or not.
Yep.
Honestly,
how she asked us that? Like,
I'm not going to tell you to fuck his brother. Now, I'm a lot of things, but I ain't that. Do not fuck his brother because let me tell you something. First of all, he probably ain't going to give a fuck about you fucking his brother. He just going to hate you even more. I mean, it's going to make him not like you and hate you and disrespect you because you can fuck anybody in the world. Why you got to be his brother? Why would you break up a brotherhood like that? Have his brother been trying to... I'm confused because have the brother been trying to fuck you to make you feel like it's that easy for you to get
that's
to
why
him?
She anonymous.
If that's the case, then y'all both trifling. I'm thinking that you and I already fucked him before. Ooh. If you just say, I'm a fuck, can I fuck his brother?
And she probably is asking how we will feel.
So I would say, do not fuck his brother because at the end of the day, when you don't got to get your lick back. You leaving him and being done is the ultimate lick back because he can't come back to you. So he's gonna feel that wrath of you being done. And if you're a good woman, then leaving would be the best what's the damn word? Well, the best revenge by leaving him, but fucking his brother die, you just want that. Bye. Trust love, talk to her. Talking to you.
Kiki, girl, you preacher.
She's trying
to. Come through, girl.
You so shy for that.
Listen, girl.
Fuck his brother. You done did it to his brother before.
I think she have too. That's why she anonymous.
I think you done goose him before. Do not fuck his brother, friend. Don't do that.
Ooh, okay. So anonymous out. Girl, get that dick. Okay, I'm lying. Okay, I'm lying. Kiki, don't look at me like that. I'm lying.
Man, tell her, girl.
Okay, so Anonymous, I say, even though I know, you know, because in reading this, I know that you have been going through, you know, it's hurting. And, you know, because 8 years of you going back and forth and then, you know, because I know a lot of times these men, they'll continue to hurt us. And it's like nothing that you're doing, you know what I'm saying, is making him feel any type of pain. And I know at this point, because you're at your breaking point, reading it, you know, you actually still want to do something that is really going to sting a little bit before you get out of there. You know what I'm saying? I feel it. Because you know if you fuck his brother, they gonna fuck up their relationship, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, this go could be, you know what I'm saying? Or it could, you know, you know that it's gonna,
that's gonna be bad.
You know it's gonna hurt him if he know it. So I know you wanna sting him. But like Kiki said, I agree. If you just leave him for good, that's going to hurt more because he has no access to you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If he continues to come back, I know it's something that he loves about you. And, you know.
Or he might just be coming back. I'm stuttering like fucking Porky Pig. He might just be coming back to you because.
Easy access.
Mm. And I'm only speaking from a girl that I've been cheated on the same amount of time. So you have to ask yourself, sis, like what makes you think you ain't good enough to make. Why you gotta keep letting this nigga keep coming back and forth? Clearly, I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Charles.
And no, and what you just said, you hit it on the head. Like, a lot of times we think that they will love you so much, why he come back. But again, easy access. A lot of times they come back because you allow them to continue to cheat and come back. So that's why, you know, he kind of looks you probably as weak already.
And basically, what you need to do, sis, I ain't going to tell you what you need to do, what you could do, because I'm giving advice. I'm not going to tell you what to do. That ain't my thing. What you could do is stop messing with him for a long time, and if I'm pretty sure he's going to get in another relationship with somebody else. The only reason why he ain't got with them is because he know he can come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, let him go, and you'll figure it out.
Hmm.
You got kids by him. I need more of the story. Never mind.
Yeah, she ain't gonna tell him because she anonymous.
Anonymous. I know you still gonna goose his brother.
But this girl said, fuck his brother.
Can you write a better story than you did?
Anonymous, you a fool. Okay. Thank you. But anyways, so we said we agreed not to fuck his brother. Just leave him and then it'll hurt him better. So we're going to go ahead and get into our rant for again. If you want to email us, CineGirlsPodcast@Yahoo, we'll go jump into our rando portion. Kiki, my rando portion is, you know, we're part of the Beehive.
Yeah.
Why the fuck people hate Beyonce?
Okay, you know what? Listen, don't jump on in our emails. There will be no Beyonce slander. You would not say nothing. I don't care.
Listen.
If you feel how you feel about her, I don't want to hear it.
Don't get no hate mail from us.
Keep it to yourself because I would not talk to
your ass. We are part of the Beehive and we will buzz on your ass. Me and Kiki are part of the Beehive. Do not play with Beyonce. That's my rando. Is y'all be hating on Beyonce and I don't like it. And yeah,
I've always wondered how can you not like somebody who don't put you in their biz? Like, you don't know her from shit. She don't let you into her life. And when she did let y'all in her life and let y'all know she wasn't perfect, that wasn't good enough for your ass. She keeps her life private. She go hard for the black folks. She put out good music. She's a hell of an entertainer. She's a pretty girl. And I could go on and on. But my thing is, when you hate on her or anybody that you don't fucking know personally, especially her, because you don't know her. Hmm. What you mad for, girl? Don't get stung.
My thing is that Beyonce, that bitch is bad. And you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, like, not just physically. You know what I'm saying? She's a businesswoman out of this world. It's so much that I can just sit here and brag to y'all about. You know what I'm saying?
I love how silent she
exactly.
is.
Exactly. I love when she you know what I'm saying? Basically, she don't do interviews really no more. She eats a lot of stuff where it's like she get her bag and she stay to herself. And I love it. You know what I'm saying?
They
hate what they don't know. And then a lot of times people hate something that if they would want to be at the top, if you're at the top, they'll hate you just because you're at the top. You haven't did nothing to them, but because you're at the top, doing something that they could want to do or possibly want to do, or they see that you getting so much love, they hate the fact that you getting so much love.
And then y'all sit up and talk about her child on the internet, her man. Like, y'all just got to quit it.
Like,
no, Beyonce, you cannot talk about Beyonce
to
me. Don't
do it.
If you don't like her, we just don't have to ever talk about that. But I don't have to hear about it because you'll piss me the fuck off.
So my rando of the week is, don't you ever tell me that you don't like Beyonce. Like, don't do it. Do not do it. Kiki, what's your rando for the week?
My rando is...
She is so goofy.
No, my rando is for real. I just wonder how hard did Eleanor have to slap Big Red to make his wave move off his head on the 5 heartbeats when he came in disrespecting Jimmy funeral. He said, if there's anything I could do for you. She slapped the shit out of him. Get out! How dare you? You come and just get my husband. I just wonder how many times they have to do that take for her to slap the shit out of Red Wave to move like that. Damn, Jimmy.
Oh, they probably did a lot too.
She slapped the shit out of Jimmy.
I think she slapped him for real.
Because she realized that was his voice on that phone when he said, tell Jimmy he can run, but he can't hide. When he was on the elevator, he walked outside to his car. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, damn, I wonder how hard Diane Curl had to slap the shit out of Red.
Oh, my God.
For his waves. Girl, you see that? Because he slapped.
Boy, that wave showed it.
She said, how dare you? Get out!
You know, I promise you, listen, that was some damn good acting.
I love that.
I really felt
Eddie
it.
Dresser told Eddie Kane, tell them motherfucker what you did with that light.
What?
What that red motherfucker did to Jimmy. He said, I didn't know.
Oh, girl, that's just too much.
But y'all, I really want for real though.
Your ass is stupid.
So that's my rando. Y'all, how many times do y'all think they had to do that take when Eleanor slapped the shadow
read? What's your song?
My song of the week is, I think I want my song to be this week. Hold on, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm still thinking about Eleanor. Rest in peace, Diane Carroll.
Since
we're speaking about Beyonce, I'm just going to go and throw it a Beyonce song. Okay. One of my favorite Beyonce songs is Speechless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just like it because I like the music, like the music and the way she just, it makes you feel sexy. Mm-hmm. It just kind of, when I listen to it, because anytime I'm listening to music, whoever's singing, especially if it's a woman, I kind of transform into her. Mm. And I do videos in my head, mm-hmm. and I be feeling like I'm a walk in the room like this. So it's kind of, I reenact the song. Mm-hmm. And I just love speeches because she just asking, where you been, baby? I waited for you all day. Mm. Waiting for you to lead the key. Woo! Mm. Okay, but Speechless by Beyonce is my song for the week.
Okay. Ma'am, my quote of the week is, don't water bad seeds in your garden.
Oh, wow.
It's don't water bad seeds in your garden. Basically, as far as what I mean by that is, a lot of times something negative will happen to you. And, you know, just like if somebody put a bad seed, they'll tell you something. And so, you know, if you give it attention, you're actually giving it, you watering it. And so, you know, everybody have in their brain, they have their own garden, right?
Yeah.
And whatever, you know, basically somebody can tell you or do to you or something, if you spend a lot of time on it, you watering it, it's going to continue to grow. And so, you know, in my head, I only water great seeds. So, you know, if somebody says something positive or something, that's what I focus on. You know how you were saying that you focus on negative?
Yeah.
So it's like, basically, like if somebody says something great, I water that seed. So it continues to blossom in my head. So it that flower is so big in my head that the other flower, you know, other seed that somebody said, like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? You this, they said something negative, I let it blow away. And yeah. That's why I said it doesn't affect me, because I done bloomed this one over here so big that I just let it blow away. So if people speak something negative to you, don't even water that seed. That means don't give it attention. If people did something negative to you, don't even let this seed blow away. Only water great seeds in your garden, meaning your brain. Only give the attention to great things in your brain.
Amen. Okay? I received that.
Yeah.
So that brings our episode to an end. I hope y'all enjoyed it.
To an end.
Again, me and Chancellor will talk about stuff, and we just really be... Y'all have to be here with us. We really just be talking. So our conversation will go from A to F to F to Z. We just...
But it's supposed to be like that, because we don't want to be structured. We just, them things boring.
We just...
You know what I'm saying? I love you. You know, at the end, I like to interrupt you.
Well,
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
But no, we just hope y'all enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? I hope that you can take some nuggets from it, from what we said. Again, we're open to feedback. Like, what is your take on relationships? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your love language? We love to hear that. So if you can, you part of the Silly Squad, hit us up. Let us know what's good. And we'll talk to y'all next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram at Silly Girls Podcast. On Facebook, the same thing. Also, give us 5 stars if you're listening to this. Also, write a review. We love to see the reviews.
Yeah.
Other people also love to see the reviews.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like I said, we get other sponsors because they looking at reviews and things like that. So, if you would like to become a sponsor, please go ahead and email us at Silly Girls Podcast at Yahoo.com. The rates are very low right now. But however, they're going to raise. So if I was you, I would get in right now because the prices are low, okay?
So when Beyonce be sending us our Ivy Park, don't say nothing.
We were trying to get you in, you know what I'm saying, when it was low. Because when we get that big, what they gonna do, they gonna come back and they gonna listen to all these episodes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So you could probably, if you do hair, if you provide a service, if you have, you know what I'm saying, anything that you basically trying to sell, promote, you know what I'm saying, become one of our sponsors and we got you, okay? So again, we love y'all. Peace out and happy holidays and sucks with dick. Okay, bye.
You know what?
I'm sorry.